So in this exact very moment, answer this question for me. How are you feeling? How is your energy, your motivation, your confidence? Do you feel a sense of accomplishment? Are you exactly where you expect you should be? If not, there's a pretty good chance that you have slipped into the gray. I want to share a quote from Alan Glasgow with you. What happens is not as important as how you react to what happens. As a creative type, a physician, an endurance athlete, unfortunately, I've lived in the gray zone much more than I care to admit. Stagnation in achieving higher results, basking in the glow and ease of comfort, putting in time and effort, but really just remaining stuck in place. It's a sad reality. It kind of goes back to the concept of physical training. You take a gifted runner, they're running too fast for recovery, but too slow for growth. They look successful, they do well competitively, they're poised, they have grace, they have skill. They have a successful career, balance with family. They look great, but on the inside, that athlete is feeling a corrosion of happiness, like a shroud of gray just descending over them. For really no apparent reason, there's really a daily mild sense of despair and even depression. And this is a real problem for high performers. They're creating so much, they're doing so much, that when they look around, they are receiving praise and accolades, and they become complacent. It causes them to slide into a state of underperformance without even really having a sliver of realization that they're doing so. I suggest having a group or a person, somebody to hold you accountable, that really helps resist the temptation to operate in one's comfort zone, because, trust me, that temptation is nearly irresistible. I've found that by joining groups where I'm the smallest, least capable, least skilled person in that group, even though it's uncomfortable, has really made all the difference in terms of achieving growth and lighting a fire under my ass to create, move, contribute, and to shift into a flow state. It's really by putting yourself into the situation and creating it purely by your own design that it really forces you to think in an entirely different way to give you completely different results. Unfortunately, another emotion really chips away at our success, and that is fear. By wielding its cunning skill, fear, it really creates powerful limiting beliefs that really forces and keeps us small. I have the privilege of working with a lot of veterans, and on occasion I still see a World War II veteran from time to time, and there's a moment from last summer that really just really sticks out in terms of wisdom and insight, and it was just an amazing experience to talk with this gentleman, and by far it's the best interpretation that I've heard on fear. And it goes like this. Having the mistaken belief that you will get out unscathed creates hesitation and fear. Those two elements will do nothing but get you and your buddies killed. The way I approached D-Day was merely by operating under the assumption that I was already dead. After accepting that, everything else was manageable despite the hell going on around me. The temptation to defer life, to wait for a better moment, to wait for something else to happen, X, Y, and Z, it really misses the point. Death is not a binary equation. Our bodies are dying every second of the day. Tissues die, cells die, and the common belief that death is the finality of breath also misses the mark. Living in the gray sacrifices the challenge and beauty of a full life. We are meant to enter the grave, dented, scarred, scratched, marred by a wealth of experiences, challenges, and adventures. Not looking pristine, unscathed, good as new. That's not what life's all about. Whenever you enter a new situation and feel slightly uncomfortable, you can be rest assured that you're probably in the exact place you need to be. Flow is a concept between challenge and skill, and it's that sweet spot. And I really encourage you to check out Csikszentmihalyi's work if you're not familiar with flow, but it's very powerful stuff. What I want you to do now is just to take a moment, step back, and to assess your life. Craft your plan and begin the adventure of stretching into discomfort to achieve growth and to move out of the gray.